This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. As violence gripped Bangladesh amid ongoing student protests, several reports indicated today that Sheikh Hasina has resigned as the country's prime minister and left the country in a military helicopter. Bangladeshi media reported that PM Hasina left for a safer place after hundreds of protesters stormed Gonabhavan, the official residence of the Prime Minister in Dhaka. In a televised address to the nation, Bangladesh Army Chief General Waqar-uz-Zaman urged the countrymen to remain patient and maintain peace. Around 100 people were killed and over 1,000 injured in the clashes that took place between the police and protesters on Sunday. The students had been protesting against a 30% reservation in government jobs for relatives of freedom fighters who wrested independence for Bangladesh from Pakistan in a bloody civil war in 1971, in which, President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Nadi, the Republic of Fiji, today on a two-day official visit, marking the first ever trip by the President of India to Fiji. She was received by William Gavoka, Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, and P.S. Karthikeyan, High Commissioner of India, to Fiji. President Draupadi Murmu will participate in official engagements in Suva and Nadi tomorrow and day after. President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with President of Fiji, William Katoni Vere, and Prime Minister Sitiveni Rabuka. The President will address the Fijian Parliament and hold a community reception. The visit aims to bolster the historic ties India shares with the island nation. President Murmu will visit New Zealand on 8th and 9th August on the second leg of a tour. She will hold a bilateral meeting with Governor-General Cindy Kiro and meet Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. On the last leg of the tour, President Murmu will visit Timor-Leste on 10th August and hold a bilateral meeting with President José Ramos Horta. Prime Minister of Timor-Leste, K. Rala Zanana Gusmao, will call on President Murmu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government will keep working for the people of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh and fulfill their aspirations in the coming times. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Today on 5th August, the Parliament had decided to abrogate Articles 370 and 35A, which was a watershed moment in the nation's history." He said it was the start of a new era of progress and prosperity in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Prime Minister said the Constitution of India was implemented in these places in letter and spirit, in line with the vision of the great men and women who made the Constitution. He said, with the abrogation, security, dignity and opportunity came for the women, youth, backward, tribal and marginalized communities who were deprived of the fruits of development. Mr. Modi said, at the same time, it has ensured that corruption, which plagued Jammu and Kashmir for decades, has been kept at bay. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over West Rajasthan and very heavy rainfall over Gujarat and Maharashtra today. It has also predicted heavy rainfalls over Northwest and East India during next 3 to 4 days. IMD said very heavy rainfall is also likely over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand during the next 2 days. The Weather Office has also forecast heavy rainfall over Jammu, Kashmir, East Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Punjab and Tamil Nadu. Lakshya Sen will aim to add a fourth medal to India's tally as he will take on Malaysia's Zee Jia Li in the bronze medal match of the men's singles in the Paris Olympics today at 6 p.m. IST. Lakshya will aim to become the first Indian men's shuttler to win the Olympics medal. In athletics, India will be represented by two athletes, Kiran Pahil, who will compete in the women's 400-meter round 1, and Asian Games gold medalist Avinash Sable. Global markets were in the deep red today following big falls last week by major indices around the world. Stock markets in Asia plunged after weak jobs data in the United States on Friday sparked fears of a recession in the world's largest economy. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 and TOPIX indices were both down by more than 10% in afternoon trade. Nikkei 225 stock index posted its biggest intraday plunge on record. The index briefly fell more than 4,000 points, breaching the previous record drop of 3,836 points in the Black Monday crash in 1987. And that is the end of this news bulletin.